And now it's time to play and check in. No, we're not going to play. We're going to check in on State of Science.
This is Kate Yarian
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
KKB Iowa News. Public Radio News.
This is where we take a look at the science in the states. And this week we're traveling to the Bayou of Louisiana. And as you know, the area is susceptible to hurricanes and erosions, and that's not good when all that stuff goes away. But the good news is that land loss has slowed in the area in the past few years. But the coastline, on the other hand, still loses about an acre every hour. This is due to climate change, oil drilling, rising sea levels. And now there is another culprit to add to the list, something called the mealybug. Here to tell us about that is Travis Lux, coastal reporter out of WWNO in New Orleans. Welcome to Science Friday.
Hey, Ira, how's it going?
It's just the same kind of bug we're all familiar with, the mealybug?
Yeah, it's we don't know how it got here, really. We know that it came from China or Japan, probably on a boat. You know, there's a lot of international shipping that comes up and down the Mississippi River. But it showed up here at the mouth of the river where it spits into the Gulf of Mexico, and it's got a huge appetite for this plant called the rozocaine, which is basically everywhere in this part of the coast.
Mm-hmm. You talked to state biologist Todd Baker, I understand, and he described the importance of the rozocaine plant, and we have a clip from your interview with him.
Rozocaine is the dominant vegetation of the Mississippi River Delta. It's kind of the linchpin that holds these wetlands together. It fights erosion very well. It sustains the wetlands where they are very well. It takes a lot to kill it.
Yeah, so what's the difficulty in wiping out these bugs?
Well, it's tough because it kind of just showed up, so people aren't super familiar with what to do. And what they do in China is they just burn it and kind of start fresh. But here in South Louisiana, there's a lot of oil and gas infrastructure in the coastal marshes. There's a lot of pipelines and that kind of thing, so burning it would not be very safe. They've thought about pesticides, but there's also a lot of, you know, industrial fishing that happens in these marshes, so that could be bad for the shrimp. So they just really don't know what to do. They're still trying to figure out what the best option is going to be, frankly.
Now, I know there's a group that's looking at interesting ways to restore the coast by dropping mangrove seeds. Are they seeds or the little plants from airplanes?
Yeah, so they're not technically seeds. They're basically like little baby plants that are in a little pod. And so, yeah, what they're doing is they're plucking them from these mangrove trees and they're loading them into the crop duster airplanes and then flying low over the marsh and just basically carpet bombing the marsh, hoping that these mangrove trees are going to take root and basically take the place of the marsh grasses where there's currently marsh, but which is rapidly going away. So they're hoping these mangrove trees will help create that buffer zone that the marsh used to provide from storm surge and hurricanes and that kind of thing.
Well, but sort of the idea makes sense, but the coast is not made up of mangroves right now. Why do they think it would grow?
Yeah, well, actually, this is kind of interesting. Mangroves, these black mangroves that they're using, they're not invasive. They do grow here, but typically throughout history, they kind of wouldn't last. They can't really survive hard freezes, but because of climate change, because the environment's getting warmer, it's getting a little bit more favorable for this these mangroves to grow. So they're thinking, like, maybe actually because of climate change, this could work.
Yeah, so it's become more like southern Florida, where you have the mangroves.
Right, yeah.
Growing. Get a little bit warmer, and then they might grow. There is a state official restoration plan from the Coastal Restoration and Protection Agency. Are any of these issues included in that plan? How is the state looking to restore the coast?
Well, the mangrove seed bombing is not included in the state's big plan. This is kind of a new one. But the state does have a plan. They have a big master plan for rebuilding the coast. It focuses on really big projects, things like building levees and rebuilding marshes artificially and using the muddy Mississippi River water to rebuild some land. But the trouble is that plan is not fully funded yet. It's going to cost about $50 billion, but we don't have all the money in the state. Only about $20 billion, rather, has been secured.
Why am I not surprised? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Travis. Travis
sure
Lux,
thing.
Coastal reporter at WWNO in New Orleans. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, it's our annual Best Science Books of the Year show. We'll have our favorites, and you can call in with yours. Our number, 844-724-8255. Tis the season for giving, and so we will have science books. And we're also including in our upcoming segment, books for kids. 844-724-8255, or of course you can tweet us at SciFry. We'll be right back after this break.